Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Tim Pool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that number is 877-646-5347. Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show. Now, I wanted to start by talking about they're gonna execute a trans person, and it's a question of whether or not the person's actually trans, or whether or not this is the first trans person being executed, or is it a question of a person is going to be executed and then they came out as trans, so now. But I want to open with this: Damar Hamlin collapsing on the field in the game against the Bengals, because this happened. It happened at like 9 o'clock, you know, Eastern time. Dude's playing football. Let me play the video for you. Oh, they took the video down.
No way. Wow.
Yeah, the video's off the article. We just played it.
Oh, wow.
Someone must have deleted it. Let's see if we can get it going. Players are in tears. Yeah, they deleted it. Wow. Man.
Well, 100 million people saw it.
Let's do a search for Damar.
Whatever, they were watching it.
He's probably trending.
He is trending, and Kellen sent me an update showing me a tweet talking about how he does have a pulse, but he's not breathing on his own as he's being transported to the hospital.
Here's a video.
And he needed AED and CPR on the field.
Yeah. What's AED?
So this is the crazy thing. Look at this video. We got video here. They're loading him into an ambulance.
The AED is automated external defibrillator, by the way.
Let's get some. Where's the sound at? We're not getting any sound from this.
I feel like I see one of these headlines at least twice a week now.
Is there no sound in this
thing,
maybe?
Yeah, that died suddenly thing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Have you seen the movie? Comes up a lot, but I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
Here's video.
Yeah.
Why is there's no sound coming up on this thing? This thing's so annoying.
It should be working.
Nah, it's just Twitter does it sometimes.
Yeah, I think it's just the sound.
Look, he gets tackled, but that is not a bad hit.
No, super clean.
Yeah. He gets up like nothing. He gets up like nothing.
Well, wasn't he the guy that made the tackle?
I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm just going to say it.
Oh.
You guys want me to say it?
Yeah.
I think it dislodged dislodged an embolism, which then into his brain.
Are you sure? But they're holding the ball.
Well, check it out.
I think he's the guy that made the tackle.
He's the guy.
It's a pretty normal hit.
Wait, you're
look.
He's the guy making the tackle. He's not.
Yeah, Damar makes the tackle.
They're on defense right there.
Damar grabbed.
He got tackled.
He gets checked, but he's the one doing the grabbing. He's the one going for the tackle.
You are right.
He made the tackle. And he stands again, and then he collapses.
Also, the guy's name is Siddharth Kara, not Siddhartha. I made a bunch of mistakes. I'm sure.
What do you guys think? He's got a clot. He gets hit really hard. It knocks the clot loose, which then hits something specific, causing him to pulmonary embolism. Mm.
I think it's confirmed that it's 100% a coincidence.
Sources
another
told
coincidence.
You
dude, you
a
see that?
Close to
I
the field.
That.
There was Dax Tahara, ABC News reporter, 37, has a heart attack.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know how clots work. Do clots work like that? Like they can get knocked loose and
That reporter was also working at a place that mandated that they be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. The NFL also mandated and extorted and manipulated teams to have their healthy athletes be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. A vaccine that, again, isn't safe, isn't effective at any of this fucking bullshit. There's Denmark. Denmark literally just banned the vaccine for anyone under the age of 50. Okay. There's a lot of correlation with a lot of excess deaths, a lot of young men particularly that are getting blood clots, that are getting heart attacks, that are getting these rare, unknown medical syndromes that they never had to deal with ever before. Now
are you sure it's a vaccine? I thought it was climate change.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what?
I thought it was video games.
Right. Carbon.
Video games.
Look at this article.
Yeah.
Read this one. So when everyone said homeboy collapsed on the field, I Google searched football player collapse, and then I find this. Uchi Nwaneri dies at 38 from acute heart failure, collapsing in his wife's home. 38?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, rest in peace.
I'm not saying the vaccine did it. I don't know. I think there's a pot. Look.
There's too many coincidences.
But could the coincidence be that Fauci funded illegal weapons, biological weapons research at Wuhan? It got released on accident. They knew it was a bioweapon and panicked. And it's the bioweapon that's killing people.
Well,
I'm not saying it is. Okay. I know they're going to try and take it out of context and smear me. But my point is, if people believe that COVID was a bioweapon, and then I say, okay, so maybe it's possible COVID is causing these things. And they say, yeah, but these things didn't start happening until the vaccine rolled out. And it's like, no. That's still, the correlation does not mean causation. It could be the vaccine. It could be COVID. Choose your conspiracy is all I'm saying.
Right. Well, is this happening to anyone who isn't vaccinated?
You know,
it's a good question.
They're really,
let's find out. You know, if only the government would actually take a look at those numbers or try to actually calculate those numbers, but they're not. Well, Bill Gates and many other, and Donald Trump made sure that we never got an accountable number of exactly how many people were hurt or dying because of this. Florida is one of the few states that is actually investigating this and seeing, hey, is there a correlation here? Their Surgeon General says, yes, absolutely there is. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of young people going down with very serious heart ailments that they never had before, which, according to them, is related to the vaccine. So obviously, it's related to the vaccine. It could be related to the sickness. Dr. Peter McCullough believes it's both. So yeah. I think the theory here,
spike protein.
It's a bioweapon that puts spike proteins in you. You have the spike protein, you get the vaccine, you get more spike proteins. And he just released a video that I talked about today on my members area on LukeUncensored.com, specifically how he said that these deaths are just the beginning of a lot more deaths to come because people are being overloaded with vaccines. As even mainline scientific doctors are coming forward and saying, hey, this latest new variant probably came because of the vaccinated individuals because the vaccine that they're giving people is a leaky vaccine. Leaky vaccines cause cause this disease.
Looks vaccinated.
Hell no.
fucking MMR.
Fucking crazy. Fuck Luke, that bullshit.
You just pulled your sleeve up.
What's a leaky?
See.
Well, yeah, what is that?
We get like IV treatments. Oh. NAD. Of like vitamins and stuff like that.
NAD is the secret.
What's a leaky vaccine?
Leaky vaccine is a rushed vaccine that is not 100% compatible with fighting the disease or virus that's out there. So it is genetically weak, and those genetic weaknesses lead to different variants of this sickness that is coming out and affecting more people. This is why they're saying that this latest variant, this XBB.1.5 Star Wars made up bullcrap name, came from specifically New York, a place where the people were the most vaccinated there almost than any other place in the world.
And all the fucking rats. It's zoonotic, dude. We know it lived in bats.
Here's what people think. One of the conspiracy theories is that they're claiming it's long COVID and they're claiming it's a new variant, but it's just vaccine sickness. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's true. Okay. But you know, Media Matters is going to come out and be like, Tim Pool pushes. Oh, shut the fuck up.
I think what Peter McCullough says when it comes to people having cumulative exposure to spike proteins and that having a negative effect on them makes absolute sense. It's something that I've been saying for many months now. I'm saying, hey, if you got the sickness, you have natural immunity, you should at least test to see if you got COVID before you even consider about getting vaccinated. The doctors that were saying this literally were fucking censored, had their licenses fucking removed, which is absolutely fucking crazy.
There was some lady, she was talking about the vaccines being bad, but she even said monoclonal antibodies were bullshit. And I'm like, well, I don't know about all that. We got monoclonal antibodies and it cured me instantly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I kind of felt like monoclonal antibodies cost $2,500. So if you get sick and you're rich, you snap your fingers and they come and they give you this treatment. Me, I thought I was gonna be in the hospital. That's how bad it was. I was like involuntarily shaking.
You got COVID bad.
Bad.
I never got COVID.
So I did the smartest thing any person could think to do. I called Joe Rogan.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, Joe, it's bad. And he was like, bro, you gotta find a private doctor. They're gonna have more options. Here's what I did. And I called the hospital first. Hospital told me, good luck. And so then I was like, oh, well, they said, look, go to bed. You'll be fine. And I said, okay. And then that night it was so bad. I texted Joe and I was like, I don't know what you did. I heard you did this stuff on your show. And then he called me and he was like, you got to basically told me find a private doctor because they have more options. Here's the things he got. Ask him about it. And then we got a private doctor. We ended up getting monoclonal antibodies, NAD, and a vitamin drip overnight. I'll say that night, after getting the IV, it was one of the most painful experiences of my life.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So I get the IV treatment, monoclonals, NAD, vitamin. 3 hours later, I was like shaking. I was delirious. I was walking around like in so much pain. And then all of a sudden at like 4 a.m., gone. It was just gone.
Were you saying the IVs like, were the most painful or the COVID was the most painful preceding the IVs?
COVID was bad. But after I got the IVs, it was 10 times worse. And I think what may have happened was the monoclonal antibodies attach to all of the bullshit.
You're killing all that shit and you feel it.
And you're destroying cells and your body goes in overdrive. The NAD then triggers cellular regeneration. So I'm like, ah! And then at 4, I was like,
Saiyan.
And then I sat down on my couch and I'm like, I feel fine.
You feel great.
And then I turned on House and I started watching House MD. And I was like,
I remember you're like, what colors are so vivid.
Dude, that was
hell yeah, dude.
NAD. Yeah. Holy shit. You know, Joe Rogan had that guy on his show who was like, I do NMN, NAD or whatever.
David Sinclair?
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
And then I was like, whatever. Like, I'm in my 30s. I'm not dying or whatever. But I guess now is in the 30s when you're supposed to start doing it.
Jeez, yeah, probably.
Because aging is starting to get heavier and heavier. And NAD is nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. You know what it is?
No.
It's you eat B vitamins, your body makes it. And it gives energy, I guess, the cells. What is it?
Creates a sirtuin, which is a protein. One of them, there's like 8 of them or 7 of them or 9 of them. One of them, it measures the energy in the cell. So when the cell divides, if it doesn't have enough energy, the new cells compensate by clipping off the end caps of the chromosomes. And that's what they call aging. You're losing genetic information. But if they do have enough energy when they split, they don't clip off the end caps and you don't age. So as long as your measurement tool, which is the sirtuin protein, is accurate and alive and healthy, your cells are going to have enough energy when they split and you're going to stay young. That's the idea.
Younger.
Cool. You're not aging technically.
But so I get it relatively consistently. Mm-hmm. Not like Joe Rogan, is it every week, you know. Mm-hmm. But I flew to Phoenix, then to Chicago, then from Chicago to DC, DC to Savannah, Savannah back to DC, then DC to New York, and back from New York. Yeah, seven planes in the span of like 2 weeks.
It's a lot.
I was destroyed. Oh man. Mm-hmm. All that flying. And so yeah. we got the NAD stuff.
I kept cleaning up back, my nose.
Yeah.
And it just today, actually. Better.
It's magic.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like, I was like, I can't even describe it. I felt like I was sick.
Do you have to go to it's a private doctor that will do it?
Yeah. You like there, it's a private practice. You go and mm-hmm. you sit down and they give you an IV. Cool. And it's really common in Texas and Arizona, I guess. Mm-hmm. At Arizona Airbnbs, they listen to Airbnb at on-call IV treatments. Because what happens is when people are on vacation and they get drunk, in the morning they get a saline, a vitamin IV mm-hmm. to cure the hangover.
You can also take supplements. It's another way.
Right.
We should talk about libs of TikTok because we're like going on 10 minutes in. So I want to pull up this tweet here. So this guy, James Ray, says, there's a way to solve the whole libs of TikTok problem, but liberals aren't going to like it. Whoa. Chaya, what did he mean by that?
I think he wants to kill me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well damn.
Yeah. And if you go to his original thread, there's a bunch of people alluding to that. And then, so I wrote, you know, how do you take care of the lips of TikTok problem? The easiest way to silence me is to stop giving me material.
See, this is the problem, though. It's not that they're giving you material. It's that they are grooming kids.
Right. So stop grooming kids and I won't have any material left.
That's crazy. I was seeing some of the stuff you posted about the furry guy.
Which one?
He got caught kidnapping a 13-year-old or whatever.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember.
You post too much. There were posts. I think this was your stuff. Could have been James.
I usually remember all my stuff. I think.
So then this might have been James Lindsay.
Okay.
But they were posting about, it was like a pedophile furry posting about being in love with a little boy or something. I don't know, shit like that.
That is so creepy.
Yeah. That's the current state of things, huh?
I kind of get the vibe, like, in order to, I think your take on it, how you make libs of TikTok stop is better. What you're saying is stop doing the thing, because there's other organizations that are doing what you were doing, like Clown World. Like, I see these Twitter pages that are blowing up, explosively popular, that are also exposing weird. Some of them are more fight oriented, like Clown World's a bit more fight oriented. But I think the idea of exposing degeneracy, if that's what you want to call it, which in this case I am, specific pieces of it, that movement is unstoppable.
Yeah. Well, unless they stop all those behaviors, then we're not going to be able to call it out anymore if it doesn't exist. And I told Tucker on the show, I said, you know, if it comes to the point where I'm not needed anymore, then that's the goal, right? Then I'll be so happy. I'll close down the account and I'll go get a job and do whatever, move on with my life. But I don't think that's happening anytime soon. But for sure, I mean, the more, isn't that such a great picture?
The L, is that for Lorenz?
It's for loser, I think.
She's taking the L. Yeah.
I, you know, after seeing those
sometimes
posts,
they make
about,
it so easy. Yeah.
About New Year's, it makes it really sad.
Yeah, it is. It was really sad.
Yeah. That was on my personal account, I think.
Like, do you think Taylor is just sitting at home crying, wishing she was hanging, she was hanging out, having fun with us?
Yes.
Probably.
I do. Like, and Taylor, you're invited, you know?
I'll come on the show with her.
And no, like, if Taylor came out and said, like, I'm really sorry for the stories that I wrote, I'm really sorry for all the lies, we'd be like, dude, that is awesome of you. You're a good person for saying this. Let us order you a pizza. We'll get you a drink. Thank you for being good and doing the right thing. I believe forgiveness is the only way. You got to give, like, she's sitting there on New Year's. I bet she cried.
Probably.
Like, come on, man.
I think she did.
I was talking about this with some friends. This is some Andrew Tate level shit. Women are going to be 40, 50 years old with cats crying because they have no families.
Yeah.
And that's where she's headed. Come on, dude. How old is she? 37.
It's honestly sad. Like, I feel bad for her.
I do.
Yeah.
38 years old.
Yeah.
On New Year's by yourself. And she had to have sat there thinking, like, what did I do?
It's so weird, too, because there's so many, like, eligible men and eligible women. Why are they not getting together? What is happening? It's this algorithm thing has fucked things up.
Do you believe in soulmates?
Yeah.
Me too.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I don't know if there has to be only one.
I think most people have one.
Well, what happened was we used to be one soul and then we were split in two and now we're trying to find our, you know, other half, you know.
Our other finger.
Other finger?
Little fingers of, like, the mycelial network in the northwest of the United States is the largest living organism on Earth. It's a fungus underground. It's this big web of fungus. But above ground, you see just mushrooms and they just look independent of each other. But in reality, they're all connected.
You know what I see? Taylor, look, you know, some people think that Earth is heaven and hell. I had this crazy ass dream. Let me tell you. I had a dream that heaven and hell were in the same plane of existence. And when you die, if you were good, you went to heaven. And it was the same place where you'd be sitting next to someone in hell. But the person in hell kept having misfortune and the person in heaven kept having fortune. So the person who was good goes to the next plane and then they win a scratcher. They are gifted, you know, a puppy and, you know, their car never breaks down. And the people in hell keep getting flat tires, are getting yelled at by their boss, their food spoils and things like that. Always bad luck, tripping and falling down. And everybody knew.
Yeah.
You knew you were in heaven and the person knew they were in hell and they were having terrible experiences.
Dude, that sounds like LA.
But this is what I think about with Taylor Lorenz, right? She's trapped in that world.
Yeah, true.
And so what's happening is she has no friends. She's at home on New Year's Eve. I mean, isn't she in New York?
Yeah. I think she lives in LA.
Oh, does she?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, either way, really it's like...
Up, I'm pretty sure she lives in LA.
She's the only modicum of social acceptance she gets is from going on Twitter and being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And the leftists cheer for her and it feels good, but it's like doing heroin. Mm-hmm. She's destroying herself, chasing after some kind of social acceptance, when what she needs is for someone to pull her out of the black goo and slime, and she'll have to, you know, get garbage cleaned off. It's not going to be easy. Some people are going to look at her and be like, "You're disgusting."
Yeah,
but that's the challenge I see, and you know,
the amount of wisdom that comes out of that goo is invaluable, because unless you've gone into the goo, you can't explain it to people properly. Mm-hmm. So we need people that have been to hell to explain it.
She needs to first want to be out of the hell.
Yeah.
I don't think she wants it.
I think she does, but I think it's scary. Mm-hmm. You know, she's thinking like, what if these people will always hate me? Mm-hmm. You know, why should I try to find any friends if these people hate me now? Yeah. If she feels that everybody hates her, she's not going to try to do better. You have to reach out to her and be like, makeovers, let's go out.
I have her cell number. I could call her.
You have her number?
Yeah. She called me.
Oh, wow.
Only about like 36 times when she was preparing to dox me.
Why don't you just call her and just shoot the shit?
Should we call her right now?
No. I don't want to make a spectacle. I'm saying like legit calling back, what's up?
No, so I messaged her. Because when someone's obsessed with you and criticizes you, then we learned from AOC means that they want to date you, right?
Oh, yeah.
So first I said, listen, JJ, I'm straight, so this isn't going to work. And then she kept, you know, doing all those things, which made me think that she wanted to date me still. So I was like, okay, I'll date you. I said, I'll date you, but we have to live stream it. Wow. And she declined.
Oh,
I have noticed that.
I am willing.
The most hypercritical fans, a lot of times, when you if you directly communicate with them, they end up really liking you.
And they're sour grapes.
They're angry because they're not your friend yet. She wants to be you. This is the kind of person I would be friends with if I knew them.
No, but think about this. You have 1.7 million Twitter followers. How many does she have?
Like 350 or something? Yeah. 350K.
She's been trying so hard for so long for recognition and prominence, and you just skyrocket, you know, this massive thing.
She's jealous. That's what it boils down to. Mm-hmm.
And
it's not just
a
number also. It's not just the number of Twitter followers. It's the relevance. It's the effectiveness. Yeah,
the clout.
Yeah.
You know what I think she really wants?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Love. That's what the L is for. That's why she's holding it. She wants love.
Love of community.
That's all anybody wants.
I'm going to respectfully disagree and still say that the L is for loser, but you can have your opinion.
See, that's my thing.
Hey,
though,
we got to take our L sometimes, right?
Yeah.
So she's taking her L.
And
maybe this is a step forward where she's realizing that she was wrong. And one last thing, you are the products of your thoughts. So if your mind's always centered around, you know, being a shitty person to other people, you're going to become a shitty person.
See, let me tell you guys a story. There was years ago, Before we were in this place, Taylor Lorenz followed me on Twitter. I followed her. We had interacted on a few stories unrelated to each other. It was like something came up and I said, hey, did you see this? Oh, no, I didn't see that. Oh, this is interesting. And then one day a story came out. She retweeted it and it was a hit piece on me and a bunch of other people. Mm-hmm. I DM'd her and said, hey, like, this is smack talking me and like, it's just not real. And then she went, oh shit, I didn't realize, I'm sorry. And then deleted it. Hmm. And I was like, that's really cool. Hmm. She worked for the corporate press. I didn't know her that well. We had interacted periodically. And so I defended her a lot. And people would be like, she's so bad. She's interviewing teenagers. And I'm like, no, I can get being mad about that. I get it. You disagree with it. But I got to tell you, there had been like three or four instances where fake news got published and the whole New York far left crackpot journalism scene were regurgitating it. I sent her a message and she was like, no shit. And then took it down.
Wow.
And then what I think happened was, as the hate piles on, as she starts doing more and more of this work, she retreats into it. And then eventually just gives up on being a good person, being a real person. Mm-hmm. And just, it's kind of like, well, if they're going to hate me anyway, fuck it.
I think also it's just what journalism became. I think that's, journalism used to be much more real, much more honest. And that's just, now it's just activism. So it could be that's part of it too.
I wonder if she had this moment where she thought, I'll never make a career of this doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And so she's decided to be a swamp muck monster.
It's scary. I lost my friends when I started making YouTube videos in 06. I lost family. I didn't lose them forever, but I lost relationship. I was in a long 5-year relationship at the time that ended. It was hard to be honest in public, but it's very rewarding. If you stay true to yourself, how do you like the transition from behind the scenes to the front lines?
For my account?
Just for you personally.
It's weird. I'll be honest. Like, it's not totally surprising. Like, I was always like that, like rebellious type. You know what I mean? So it's not. If this would happen to anyone, some of my friends were like, if this would happen to anyone that you know that we were in school with, like it's you. Like, it makes that kind of sense. So it fits my personality, I think. But yeah, it's weird. I mean, I think I was telling, I forgot her name when it. Someone who was downstairs, that I think the first time that I get recognized like in public by a random person, I think it's just going to be so weird for me. It hasn't happened yet.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think for you, you're in a unique position because you built up nearly 2 million followers and then showed your face. So there's a lot of people know who you are. For me, I'd been doing.
You built up slowly.
But over a really long period of time. The first time I ever got recognized in public was when I was like 16. Hmm. Like I played a show at a venue for like 50 people. Some I didn't know most of them. And then I was like on a bus and someone was like, yo, you're Tim Pool. And I was like, yeah, he's like, I saw you play, man. You did a good show. And I was like, cool. But that was just like, you know,
it, like boosted your confidence.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a weird feeling. Like I played a show at a cafe called The Fix. And there was literally like 10 people in the cafe when I was playing because it was more like the daily entertainment. Mm-hmm. And then a few weeks later, a guy on the subway.
Recognized you.
He was like, hey, man, I saw you play a show. You're really good. What was your name? And I was like, oh, wow, that's so weird.
You can give people the encouragement. Do you guys do that when you see people? They're like, oh, my God, I love you. And you're like, you're going to make it.
Yeah.
Like, just give it to them. And they it can help forever.
It is weird, though, because most people, they start small and they slowly grow. And it happens over time. And a lot of times they want this and they plan for it. And for me, it was just so fast and not something that I prepared for.
They're claiming that it was orchestrated, the left does.
No, they'll claim whatever. They're claiming I'm a Russian spy, too.
I had that one used against me a couple of times. But there is something to say about, you know, just getting famous really quickly and not having a kind of psychological effect on you. Because any kind of fame and notoriety and just having random people come up to you that you never met in your life and they know almost everything about you is kind of weird.
It's more like the public presence of like, for example, this is uncensored. I'll be very honest. My Tucker interview, I look at it and I'm like, I don't sound great. Like, I think it was good for a first interview. And I'm banking on the fact that most people, the left, I'm not asking for any grace from the left, obviously. But most people on our side are like, you know, you were great and whatever. And there were a few people who were sort of giving me advice, you know, to try to say I'm less, try to say like less. And I know. And I'm like, I'm literally a random person who doesn't have any media experience and I was thrust into this and it happened so fast and I think that I'll get better with time, but it's more like that presence and sort of trying to fit into this new role just really fast is definitely a journey.
Can you say where you're, do you want to say where you're based out of or like? You don't want to reveal any information?
No, I don't want to say.
Oh, okay.
It helps when you watch yourself.
I'm trying not to get murdered.
Nice. Yeah. You're doing it.
I mean, we're in West Virginia and the Harper's Ferry. Everybody knows where we are. But I'm like, we're in MAGA country, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, the people who live around us are big fans. Like, where I live, people are all really excited. And they're like, fuck yeah. Like, super excited.
Mm-hmm. Just at this stage, I'm like, just keep paying it forward. Keep being a positive force. If something happens and we get killed off or I get killed off, like, whatever, man. I don't know anymore. Like, I don't want to live and be miserable.
Did you watch the Times Square New Year's Eve and stuff?
No. How was it?
Big face Ian on the cameras, dude.
What the fuck? That's what happens when I tell the entertainment industry to suck it. I get put on Times Square billboards. You got it, Taylor.
The reason I was going to say, like, go somewhere where people are going to be happy to see
happy,
you.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm for me,
working on it.
We were trying to find a place outside of cities, and we decided on the Eastern West Virginia area. And then, you know, I'm told the people who live out here are right-wing nut jobs. As a term of, they call themselves that as a term of endearment. It's funny. And then we end up finding that, like, if they aren't fans of us, we agree on most things. And when we meet, they're like, yeah, fist bump. You drive down the street, you can see them working in their garage and there's big FJB and Trump signs. And it's like, I'm not going to have any problems from these guys. Mm-hmm. And then there's even people who live nearby who we have done work with. We've contracted, we like hire one company. And who do we hire? It was like movers, I think. And they're like, no shit. I didn't realize we were working with Tim Pool, bro. And it's like, yeah. I don't got to worry about Antifa out here, you know?
The guy delivering one of the packages here, I'm like sunbathing in my underwear, like hanging out, like, and they're like, I'm a big fan. I'm like, okay, thanks. This is a little weird. But
that's the thing. Like, I'm not so worried about people knowing where I am because, dude, if they want to show up here, I'm worried about them, dude.
Right. You know? They might not make it out.
Yeah, but maybe you don't want to live on a mountain with a bunch of right-wing nut jobs.
Well, Florida is also really nice.
Yeah, Florida's good too.
Why didn't you guys move to Florida?
That's what I've been saying. Thank you.
Because he's running expensive. He's running 8 degrees hotter with the beanie on.
It's not true. It's expensive.
Totally true.
So we have 50 acres, a 40-foot steel building with a new studio being built inside that is 25 by 75. It's two floors. And the total cost of this whole project is probably going to be a couple $1 million. In Florida, it would be 10 times that.
Where in Florida?
I mean, depends.
Though. Anywhere in Florida.
No, right? If you're talking about Miami, yes, I understand that the price is high. But
looked at the Redlands.
We look at Tampa. We look at Orlando. There's huge swaths of land there.
Uh-uh. Bro, I looked.
My friend just had a huge community that he bought on a lake for dirt cheap.
But what is dirt cheap?
I got to get you the exact figures and numbers. I'll show you this property. He built a survival camp in Orlando.
There's like 300 acres for $1 million. In West Virginia. Is it 300 acres? 300 acres.
Undeveloped?
Undeveloped forested land. Wow. And it's like $1 million.
And that's going to be cut in half here.
300 acres.
Wow.
So I'm looking at Florida and it's like 4 acres for $5 million. And I'm like, okay, we can't do it. And so the other thing too was we were weighing our options. And Florida is good for international stuff, but not good for domestic political stuff. Mm. In Harper's Ferry, we're an hour from D.C., yeah. Meaning most of the show we do is culture and political commentary, news commentary. So when we need guests and it's a last minute thing or a holiday, we've got 5,000, you know, libertarian and conservative and moderate political commentators in the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. Super easy to do.
Sure.
I live in Florida. Half of the year.
Oh, really?
More than half the year I live in Florida.
You're going to be headed out again, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you have plans? You know when you're leaving?
Pretty soon. It's cold. It's January. Yeah. So, well,
now's the time to be there.
I'll talk warmer to, you know, here.
Dude,
so do you do the show remotely or
I'm on and off.
Okay. We got to get Seamus back.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. He's got his own show right now.
Yeah.
He's got to come back.
Seamus.
What is he doing?
You got to set the potato and you got to put the potato in the ground. And then once they start growing, Seamus will just magically arrive.
Well, then we also have we have a bunch of people who work here. We have in the show Shane Cashman, mm-hmm. Mary Morgan.
Yeah. And Brett is amazing. Brett's pretty good.
Brett Dasnick. Yeah.
I like Brett a lot.
He hosts Pop Culture
Crisis. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Before the show, Luke was like, tell Ian not to come get Brett instead.
I was like, Ian's not here. Ian's not here. We got to get Brett in here.
If you guys want to have Brett on one of these this week or next week one night, let me know. I'd be happy to.
I don't think he
works all day.
I don't think he wants it. That's why he needs it.
He's probably working now.
We didn't at all get into this execution of a trans person. Hmm. This was We'll talk about a little bit. We'll go a little bit long if that's okay. First execution of transgender identifying person in U.S. history scheduled for tomorrow. For many of you, that'll be today. This is Amber McLaughlin, convicted in 06 for raping and murdering an ex-girlfriend. McLaughlin was born male, identified at the time as a man. So I'm curious your thoughts on this one, you know, Chaya and everybody else, actually, you know, just this is a person who just was a dude dating a chick, murdered the chick, and then later was like, oh, I'm trans.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm not sure what their current gender status has to do with the actual crime.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just because they're trans.
And if you do a crime, you should go to prison. I don't care what you identify as.
I'm just wondering, are people, I shouldn't say I'm wondering. I think it's a fact that murderers are identifying as trans to try and get out of harsher penalties and things like that.
Because they'll have more sympathy for them.
Yes.
Yeah, was this like an attempt? The reason I want to talk about this one, the members only, was this an attempt of someone to be like, they won't kill me if I'm trans?
It's very likely. Because they're really a protected class.
In fact, in what country, this just came out yesterday, I think that they were in some prisons, if you misgender another prisoner.
Yeah, you can get more prison time.
What the fuck? Yeah. Where's that at? Is that in England?
That was reported by the Telegraph. Yep.
This is what happens when you live under an ideological, fundamentalist government.
You misgender someone, you go to jail in the United Kingdom.
Yep.
I talked to someone that went to jail because he misgendered someone by accident.
Mm-hmm. So. By accident. Zuby got suspended on Twitter for saying, okay, dude.
Yeah. I think it's going to happen in America.
Why do you think that?
Because even Republicans are saying hate speech shouldn't be allowed.
You think that there's like a cultural revolution is still in full swing? Mao's revolution still happening?
I think so.
And now, see, what Mao did is he got people to talk about the rightists. He'd be like, watch out for the rightists. And he used that word rightist. And now I'm concerned that leftist has made it into our lexicon without understanding that it's a division. It's like they're using our own language for us to divide ourselves without realizing it. I've tried and look at people as people. But it's sometimes, you know, the labels are valuable.
Yeah.
But that's a Maoist tactic.
Do you want to be involved in our big drag show?
So I'll be honest, I have nothing against it because you know, if it's 18 plus, then I don't care. Everyone can do whatever they want. But drag is not personally my choice. It's not something that I would want to watch, I don't think.
You don't have
to
watch it.
It's just my personal. So what do you want? What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. Just like I think. I'd love to put on a drag show and there'll be drinking. So, you know, kids can't be there.
Right.
That's the thing because they're trying, what they're trying to do is they're trying to say that you, that I, that Matt Walsh just hate drag.
We should do like a Daily Wire, Lives of TikTok, Tim Cast.
Post-millennial.
Yeah.
Get a bunch of people involved. Human Events, Turning Point.
Drag show.
Turning Point wouldn't do a drag show. I don't think they would do
no,
it.
No, I wouldn't either, honestly. But...
But maybe like Mises.
It's not my style, but I think adults, if you like drag, then go for it. Have fun.
It's like an actual drag show is just silly, but it's for adults.
Right.
Like even when you watch the drag show they were doing, I have no issue with Screwdolph and like a bunch of gay dudes.
For adults.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like it's a goofy sex show that's meant to be silly and funny. I gotta admit the fake birthing from the alien was really so off-putting weird. And creepy and inappropriate. Like I don't think that's no.
Bit sharp. Yeah.
But like
pull out? It was like bologna or something.
And then slapped the guys with it or whatever. It's like that's disgusting.
He does that show by the way all over the country. I've seen so many videos of that.
See, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But and if you want to do it, I just don't find that entertaining.
Right.
But I actually think like. The elements of that show, I was like, oh yeah, I've seen stuff like that. It's actually funny and silly, and it's not for kids,
right?
So that's why I'm gonna do it. They want to claim that like we hate drag and we hate trans and whatever. I'm like, get the fuck out! It's the stupidest shit ever. Blair White mentioned that it was the last time she was on. She was like, I've been on your show like three times. This is the first time you've ever asked me about trans stuff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're a political commentator. I don't care if you're trans.
Right.
Like, it's not relevant. Like, you know, people, I don't care if you're straight or not. In fact, most groomers are straight white men. you know?
True.
I love the goofy, I guess you'd call it performance art, but I've lately, being on this show has helped a lot, hearing from a lot of people that I wouldn't normally have fallen in with, talking about kids. I never really thought about protecting children before. I just thought it happened. Like, that's part of our culture, is children are
protected. Until like 10 minutes ago it was. It used to be that we all agreed that children should be protected, their innocence should be protected, and we shouldn't sexualize them. And then that suddenly changed.
Did you see they added the puckered anus to the pride flag?
Yeah.
I think they
I didn't see that.
They deleted the tweet.
Who's they?
It was some nonprofit. They posted.
Oh, so it was like a legit like organization. It wasn't a troll.
No, it was legit. It was a red umbrella.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
It's
been around for a while, but they posted like, we've combined the flags.
What's a red umbrella mean to that?
It's sex work.
Yeah. Really?
It's a puckered anus.
Yeah.
Okay. It is a butthole.
It's a butthole.
I made the mistake of typing puckered anus in the Brave. And for some reason, they're showing me potatoes. Don't put frozen potatoes in your anus.
You have to search for red umbrella pride
the
flag.
The forgotten
red
fruit umbrella. That looks like a puckered
anus. I believe it stands for sex work.
It does, yeah.
It does.
Which, but who decides that? Like, who just decides they're going to do it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've seen TikTokers literally make up new genders and then people pick it up.
Conservatives are outraged over a pride flag idea that no one uses or wants. Look how they cropped it. It's a puckered anus.
It blocks the flag. I think that's the problem.
Look how stupid this is. They said that no one wants. Dude, they're sharing it all over the place.
Oh, what? They quoted me. What is that?
Look at that. There's you.
What is that?
There's a new, more inclusive pride flag. The red umbrella in the middle symbolizes sex workers.
Because this is December 22nd.
So that No, it's not. It's a week ago.
No, I know. I posted that in 2021.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You're right.
Is it still in use, this flag?
You're right. July 26, 2021 is when you posted that.
So why is this coming up now? That's so
because
strange.
A new organization posted it.
Oh. But this article is from right now.
Yes.
So they dug through my tweets.
Yep.
If I could give some advice, so they should move the circle, make it really small, and put it in the upper. Can't do the upper.
No,
right
no puckered anus.
Take away the puckered anus.
They should put two legs behind them and also hands holding it. All
look at this one. Look at this one.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. That's a good.
Where's the Biden sniffing it?
I want to see all the like logos of all these major like multinational corporations that are just signing on that change their logo every June.
It's a sign up to bankrupt these agencies.
Yeah. I'd love to see all the logos look like a NASCAR with like the livery painted on.
All right, I think the puckered anus is a good point to wrap things up. So, Kaya, thanks
you
for
just love
for
saying that
puckered anus.
Yeah,
because they keep trying to say red umbrella, but I'm like, dude, the umbrella is meant to be innuendo. That's why they chose a red umbrella. Sex mm-hmm. workers don't walk around with red umbrellas. It's because it looks like an ass. You know, that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thanks for hanging out.
It was fun. Thanks for having me.
And for everybody who's a member, welcome to 2023. Thank you for making all of this possible. It's going to get fun. It's going to get wild. And we'll see y'all next time.
Happy New Year.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.